guest analyst this afternoon. Don Earl is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we're looking at a grain market here this morning, all day long today, just risk off trade pretty much across to everything.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. Is it was definitely a risk-off type of trade here today. The, you know, to end the week, you had really the fear of recessions just keep bubbling to the top as the Fed really is signaling that they would rather have a recession than inflation, and so the dollar is sharply higher to end the week. You know, moving back to some few levels. We have the energy markets in a deflationary environment down sharply. That's not good for the biofuel grain, petro grain, if you will. So it was metals down with inflation cooling down here. So just a definite risk off. And Randy, we're sitting on the futures market about a dollar and a half higher on December corn than we were a year ago. November beans, a dollar. And a half over a year ago. So, you know, yeah, you look at these prices and can we take the air out if it continues? So risk off to end the week, Randy.
Yeah, for sure. Not only that, but we also have end of the quarter, end of the month coming up next week.
Yeah, we do. We have both of those. On top of that, we have the stocks and all positions report and the small grains final production report on Friday. So some things coming up. And then, of course, we have the referendum going on here over in Ukraine or in Russia to annex roughly 15% of the landmass, 20% of the wheat production area from Ukraine into Russia. So I think it sounds like that's a sham vote, but one that probably passes. Then we'll see what happens. But I guess what it says is November 22nd, that export corridor, Ukraine export corridor, maybe comes to an end. So the positiveness is that. The negativeness is the economy. The positiveness is a crop here, variable but smaller, but it's the weakness of the economy around the world that is the dominant issue to end the week.
Yeah, kind of the same issues impacting the livestock then too?
You know, I think when you look at the livestock, the overall, the old trading theory was so goes the equity market, because that's, you know, money. So goes the demand for beef. And I think that hit us, you know, we've been immune from that until I think the end of this week, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I think that started to bubble to the top. No problem with the supply side of the market. It tightens as we get into the middle of October, really a cyclical bull market for about 3 years. But it's the demand side of the market, much like the grains, that is the issue. And same thing with the hog market, only the hog market, our exports have been slow to very slow, while the beef market, the export demand's been strong.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think we're also going to look at planting next week in South America. So far, planting going along aggressively in Brazil, dry in Argentina. Look for crop yields next year or next week also out of the U.S.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.